This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Sydney Herring. SIDNEYHARRING. Date of birth 07/28/1947. Date of appointment 9/16/2024. Requesting physician Dominic Arun Mozhi, DOMINICARUNMOZHI. Dear Dr. Arun Mozhi, I have the pleasure of seeing Sydney Herring today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. 2 weeks ago, he developed double vision, which is still having. He was seen by ophthalmology. He went to the emergency room. MRI of the brain done, which is negative. His CT of the head and neck was also negative. He can read. He sees still double. His vision is best in the morning. Double vision is causing dizziness and imbalance. Past medical history. Chronic kidney disease, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, pre-diabetic, GERD. Past surgical history, endoscopy, colonoscopy. Allergy. No known drug allergy. Medication, amlodipine, budesonide, diclofenac, omeprazole. Rizovestatin, turmeric, social history, does not smoke cigarette, drink every day small bourbon. He's a retired professor of criminal law. He has a PhD degree. He is married, live with his wife, have one kid. Family history, mother deceased due to heart problem, father deceased, cancer of the lung. Two sisters, one with MS, one tumor, base of the brain. Four brother. Review of the system. I personally review the journal. Skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having lightheadedness, double vision. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowels on present. Neck supple, there is no carotid bruin, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light, extraocular movement intact, except right eye cannot adduct. Diplopia is present by looking towards the left side. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflexes 2-4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, diplopia. Right eye, number two, right eye cannot adduct. Number three, lightheadedness. Next paragraph is MRI of the brain and CT angiogram of the head and neck are negative. I would like to order the blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, ANA, rheumatoid factor, Lyme antibodies, acetylcholine receptor antibodies, CPK and aldolase. I will like to I advised him to use the eye patch and alternate with the both eyes for few hours. He may need to repeat MRI of the brain with contrast if every test will come back negative and he will still have a symptom. The prognosis of the double vision explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.